The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Smith and Paul Sterling have fallen into the hands of Dr. Fu Manchu and are kept prisoners in his underground laboratories. Fu Manchu has decided that Smith and Sterling are to join the Legion of the Living Dead, and the injection transforming them into zombies is made. However, Farlo Sui, Fu Manchu's daughter, in an effort to save them to gain her own ends, renders the injection harmless, but she cautions the prisoners that they must pretend, for that is their only chance. She offers to help Sterling regain his freedom if he will consent to take the girl Florette with him. Farlo Sui disagrees with her father's plan to make Florette the bride of Fu Manchu. Meanwhile, Superintendent Weymouth, in his search for Smith, contacts the French authorities.
Captain Dubois, the monastery of St. Clair de la Roche must be searched.
But on what ground, monsieur? I realize what you have told me points suspicion in that direction. But I'm afraid it is not sufficient reason for a search.
But I tell you, man, the reason for this epidemic might be found there. Don't you realize that Nayland Smith as well as Paul Sterling have been gone almost 3 days?
I do realize that, Inspector Weymouth. But Smith's opinion on St. Clair de la Roche is purely circumstantial.
I know, but Dr. Petrie is dead and people are dying every day by the dozen.
Yes, if we only knew the formula of Dr. Petrie's remedy.
That's why it's so vitally important that Smith be found. Petrie's formula for 654 would save lives, hundreds, perhaps thousands of lives. And Smith is the one man who might be able to help.
But what can I do?
Search the place. Why do you refuse to follow the one clue we have?
But St. Clair de la Roche was leased to Mahdi Bey, and we have never had any complaints.
There's no such person as Mahdi Bey, Captain. The man you'll find in that villa is Dr. Fu Manchu.
Dr. Fu Manchu?
Yes, Captain. The greatest scientist the world has ever known, and Satan personified.
But, Inspector, surely such a person does not exist. So, I've heard tales, but
I only hope you'll be spared meeting him face to face.
And you believe Smith to be in power of that man?
I'm sure of it.
Very well, Inspector. We will investigate St. Clair de la Roche.
Thank you, Captain. But we must leave now, this minute. We must be careful, Captain. The villa will be well guarded.
What are your plans, Inspector?
I'll try to gain entrance, and you must stand by for a signal to close in. How many men have you?
Only 10. They are close behind us in another car.
Right. I think we are near enough now. Have the car stop.
Henri, stop the car under the tree.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Come on.
There's the gate, Inspector.
Yes, I see. Wait. Remain here. Wait 15 minutes. If I don't...
What is that?
I've heard it before, and I had hoped that I'd never hear it again. That was the call of a dacoit.
A dacoit?
Yes, Dubois. Fiendish devils who delight in murder and servants of Dr. Fu Manchu.
There. The gates. They are open.
Yes. Operated from within the house, I expect. Listen. A car. Quickly, hide behind this tree. Watch closely, Dubois. I must know who is leaving this place.
Inspector, did you see?
Good Lord, Neil and Smith. Come on. Follow that car, Dubois. Don't lose sight of it.
That is Matty's base car, Inspector.
I know. I've seen it before.
But what Smith is doing?
I have no idea what this is all about, Dubois. But I know that there is some deviltry afoot. He's heading toward the city. Can't understand this.
Perhaps you were mistaken about your suspicion.
No. Smith himself was convinced that Fu Manchu is involved.
But if he had been held prisoner, it is unlikely he would have heard that he left the villa in that car, driven by Mahdi Bey's chauffeur.
Stop the car. There. He's going into the hotel. Car's turning back. Dubois, you must stand by. I may need you later.
But it is late.
I know, but I have a feeling that something is going to happen tonight.
But what?
I don't know. Where will I be able to reach you?
I don't see what we can do tonight. There is a storm coming up, but if you insist, I shall be at my office.
Thank you, Captain. Goodbye, then.
Au revoir.
My key, please.
Here you are, monsieur.
Thank you. Smith, how did you...
I didn't care to be seen by anyone, Weymouth.
What were you doing in that car, Smith? I saw you leave Sinclair de la Roche.
What were you doing there?
Looking for you.
Did anyone see you?
No, I'm quite sure of that. What does this mean, Smith?
I've joined the CFAN. I'm a member of the Legion of the Living Dead.
Smith, are you delirious? Good heavens, man.
I'm quite sane, Weymouth, but I am in a desperate hurry. Now, what about Petrie? Tell me what happened after I disappeared.
But, Smith, I don't understand.
You will later. Go on, tell me what happened.
Petrie was buried yesterday.
Yesterday? Well, Weymouth, how long have I been gone?
Almost 3 days.
3 days.
It hit me very hard, Smith.
Yes, I know. Well, Weymouth, that grave must be opened at once.
But why? If you have any doubts as to poor Petrie, dismiss them. I saw him, Smith. He was dead.
There's a long list against this Oriental horror, but you don't know all that's happened since my disappearance. Remember that I told you of Farlow Swee's visit at the hospital?
Yes, I remember.
Well, she must have brought something, probably hidden in the pocket of her coat.
You mean...
I mean that she succeeded in the purpose of her visit. When Dr. Cartier called me and told me the symptoms that had preceded the end, I wasn't quite satisfied.
I sent a wire to Cairo, Smith.
Oh, Karame?
Yeah, she's on her way here.
I see. Then we've got to work fast. I believe I've been able to deceive Dr. Fu, but I'm not sure... Even now, my trick may have been discovered, and Sterling is still in that place.
What place?
You've often heard me say that I'd give much to know the exact location of Fu Manchu's laboratories. Well, I found them, Weymouth. Here, in Sinclair de la Roche.
Good Lord, and Sterling?
Sterling is working in the company of world-famous scientists who have been Denny Yed years. Farlow Swee saved us. Why, heaven only knows. But she's well aware of the fact that I'm free. Now, Weymouth, you must get the authorities to open Petrie's grave.
You mean tonight?
Now, within the hour. I'll meet you at the cemetery. Oh, don't look for me. I'll be one of the grave diggers.
It may be difficult, Smith.
Then you must overcome the difficulties. Look, it's now 11 o'clock. Be at Petrie's grave at midnight.
Men stationed well, Captain?
Yes, Inspector. The gates are crowded. Are covered in the wall. The cemetery is patrolled by 8 men.
All right. Let's open the grave.
Allez-y. Commencez votre ouvrage, mes gens, venez venir. Commencez votre ouvrage.
Exactly what do you expect to find, Inspector Weymouth?
I don't know, Dubois. All I know is that Smith wants the pre-opened grave, and that's reason enough for me.
But where is Smith?
He is here, Dubois. But it's important that he must not be recognized.
I see.
All right, men, hurry. Dubois, This is about the most unpleasant duty I ever had to perform. You see, I've known the man who lies buried here for many years. He was one of my best friends.
I understand.
Send the men away as soon as the coffin is brought up and be sure that we are not recognized and disturbed.
Oui, monsieur. They're about to lift the coffin out, Inspector. All right, men. Go back to the gate and remain there until I call you.
All right, Smith.
Keep your voice down, Weymouth. Now then, take the screws out on that side. Dubois and I will work over here.
Right.
One hope, Weymouth. One last hope. Your flashlight over this way.
Here you are.
Now then, let's get this cover off, Dubois. Weymouth, the flashlight.
Oh, dear.
Smith, that isn't...
You're right, Weymouth. It isn't Petrie.
But who is it, Smith? Those are Petrie's clothes.
Yes, I see they are. But look, Weymouth, look at this face. Do you see the mark of Kali on this poor devil's forehead?
Good Lord, a dacoit.
Of course it is.
But who is he?
Your late friend of the Villa Jasmine, Weymouth.
Oh, yes, I remember. The man Sterling and I shot through the door of the study, eh?
Dubois, where was Petrie's body taken before his burial?
To the little mortuary here at the cemetery.
I see. I presume that mortuary isn't guarded.
Oh, why, no. There is no need for that.
As I thought.
He may have been buried somewhere else, eh?
Look, come on, Weymouth. I must get back to St. Clair de la Roche.
Yes, but how will you get word to us?
I don't know, but somehow I will.
You think Petrie's alive?
I'm sure of it. But I shudder to think that I might find him a creature of the damned, a member of the Legion of the Living Dead.
Of Fu Manchu.